Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We started last week talking about mobilizing servants for the vision. And in the first service, I shared the part three. We took our scripture from Titus chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. I would like us to look at it briefly. Verse 9 says that, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining or stealing, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Mobilizing servants for the vision. What kind of attributes should you be looking for when you are mobilizing people around a vision God has given you, a project God has given you, when you want to employ people, when you want to work with people, when there is a plan, a project on your heart to do? What kinds of people should you be looking for to mobilizing around the fulfillment of that project? And what attributes should you be looking for in those people? Now, last week we learned that the servant is somebody who must serve as unto the Lord. Now, this scripture, the very bottom of the verse 10 shows that the service, Titus 2:10, the servant must adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. In fact, if you look at Titus chapter 2 verse 10 in the Amplifier, it's even clearer. In the Amplified Bible, it says that so that in everything they may be an ornament and do credit to the teachings from and about God our Savior. So these attributes that are there, in the end, what the Lord wants to achieve is that the attitude of whoever calls him or herself a follower or a servant will adorn the correct teaching, the glory of the doctrine that God propounds, a doctrine that God says that if you are a child of God, you must be serving. And you are serving as an expression of what God propagates when it comes to service. That simply means that if you and I are placed in a position to serve and we don't serve, we are bringing dishonor unto God. The Amplifier says, so that you'll be an ornament and then there will also be credit. The credibility of God is always at stake when you are called to serve. Advertisement, God's beauty in the eyes of people, whether it's your boss at work, it's a communal service, it's a church that you are serving in, there is always the ornament aspect of it. Like we learned that Adam and Eve, their first duty in the garden for loyalty was what? Dress it and keep it. God always wants the excellence. He wants the beauty of our service, whether to He Himself, whether to our bosses in the office, people in our community and all of that. The Bible says that do it as unto the Lord. And anything that you are doing as unto the Lord, there must be that beauty. There must be that excellence. Praise the Lord. It has to be adorning enough. It has to be elegant. It has to be beautiful. When your service is not beautiful, it doesn't bring glory to God. There are some Christians, the way they function in their workplace, it doesn't bring glory to God. And even in the church, whenever you are included in a matter, there is chaos. because it has to be about you. But you have to understand that your service is an expression of the credibility of the teaching of God amongst men. That means that you can't read the text of the Bible to people about how credible God is. People want to see the pattern of your service to know how credible your God is. So, this basa-basa that sometimes we do, it is going against the name of the Lord. Do this and tell somebody, this is no good, this is no good. Tell somebody, this is no good. Make sure that you are bringing honor and credibility to God when you are serving. Yes. That's why amongst the many things, please, you need to listen to the first service. Can you go to the verse 9, Titus 2:9? It tells us that a servant must have this mindset to be submissive to their own masters. Then also to serve in a way that will be pleasing to the master. Pleasing does not include sinning with the master, but bring joy, pleasure. When your boss sees you, when your pastor sees you, when the leadership of the church, when your manager sees you, their heart must be full of joy. That God, they should say that you are a blessing to the team. Not a trouble or a burden. I think that when it comes to service, some people are either a blessing or a burden to a team. May you be a blessing to the team. You know, when we were just singing, Reverend Denzel was just telling me that he's been following the team for, even when he's in America, he follows us. And then, but coming in-house, he said the team has grown and now it's like we are blessed big time. But we had people in the team who were troublesome to the team. We had to kill them. Do you understand the word kill? It's a for pastoral farming, for poultry, when the animal one is infected, you kill them out of the lot before they spread the sickness. So we have to take the infected ones. And sometimes you can be gifted and infectious at the same time. So what comes out of you should be a blessing. Praise the Lord. Just imagine, for example, singing like this. When you are leading a song, there was a time that when one was leading a song, we were always afraid about the people beefing because Mecca could collapse any day. Heaven could fall any day. Do you understand? That's when you know that it doesn't take you being gifted, but it takes you having a good crop of people around you. A good band. Are you here with me at all? When we were singing and KB was, I don't know what came upon KB today, was playing something. The man of God almost fell down here right now. But don't preoccupy. You can see the band. Everybody, every joint is supplying and being a blessing. It's not just the play, but the attitude you bring on board, the spirit you bring on board, the character you show. That, look, everybody is a superstar and humble at the same time. We are all blessed. But there's a way that you dispense yourself in the midst of people that you become a burden instead of a blessing. He said that, serve and be pleasing. Have that, give satisfaction in every way. Beautiful. Give satisfaction. Mobihu Anka said, you have filled a gap. I feel the vacuum. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Every stage of this church, God kept bringing us people who didn't even look like something, but God knew what he was about. Yeah. And in a short time, we see that everyone God brings, he brings them to fill a particular vacuum. Are you here with me at all? That's how Achire followed me. Followed, become a maid of honor. Today, somebody is a maid of honor. And I remember the very first day when they came for rehearsal, I met them here. And then she was, that was their rehearsal, was the first time she came here for the wedding. Thursday, wedding was Saturday. And then I met her. They did the rehearsal. After the wedding, I met her here. She said, she didn't go again. She stayed in the church. And she said, she had dreamed that she would become a pastor one day. I said, welcome to the zone. Is she not a pastor? The dream has come to pass. With bonuses of marriage and only God knows what has been happening last night. Eyes have not seen. Keep quiet today. Say, bring satisfaction. It says that for you to become a good servant, pastor should warn you not to talk back or contradict. Some people thrive in controversy. You thrive in chaos. They will say one, you will say two. Your manager will say, we are going this way. You say, uh-uh. Like, we are all wearing this. You will wear something different. Like that. You are. Yeah. One of the pastors, he told me, he said, he told the whole church, they said they were wearing something. And everybody came white. She was in black. And she was using that to make a statement. There are people like that. And it's not, you know, in that branch, any new person that gets closer to that person, the person starts with high energy. Just, it's a matter of time. You see that they rebel. You can see that that is the poisonous venom. Venom that is poisonous. In that branch, once you get close, what you will be saying, what you will be doing, by the time you know, the joy you entered the church, you would have killed it. Then you, everything you see, when you see watch, you are attacking the church. You see pillar, you attack the church. All your readings will be having different meanings and interpretations in your spirit. Because you have eaten something. He said, it's no good that a servant talks back. In the court, even when a lawyer is misbehaving like that, they say, I will sack you from the court. Can't be talking back all the time. Follow this thing. Nothing new under the sun. What we are trying to do by the grace of God, it's been done before. This is even the more reason why we should be successful. Are you here with me at all? And God is with us. Tell somebody, God is with us. It's the more reason why we should not fail. So if we're a servant, he says that in verse 10, he said, nor to steal by taking things of small value. Yeah. There are people who serve and after a while they feel entitled. So they begin to steal. Even in the church, there are people, you send them to go and buy something. They will cut deals and add their own to it. Collect some receipt in and pocket something. Dear, would you eat the spirit money? Some, if you are in this church, somebody hands over their business to you, they are shop to you, you collect your pay and tips and go. Don't steal. He said, as it may be small, it may be just one earring. Don't steal. It's not your own. People cannot employ church members. Because there's no difference between a believer and an unbeliever. Some unbelievers even do better. Why steal? Why take what is not yours? It's a sign that you lack faith in God. It's a sign that you do not bring credibility to God. It's a sign that you are not spiritual. It's a sign that you are carnal. So he said, don't steal, even if it's of small value, don't steal. Just idea and men found sank. As some men was a man for one, you are a thief. And sometimes the other thief is the one who buys the stolen goods. they bring you a gossip and you are putting your mouth in it, you have also become a thief, accomplice to this thief. So be careful when you are serving. Be what? Come on now, tell somebody, be careful, don't buy stolen goods. When they take you to court, you cannot defend yourself. Oh, I didn't know. And you bought stolen good. Don't buy stolen goods. So some people will transfer their battles to you, send gossip to you, make you put your mouth where you should not put your mouth, make you put your hand where you should not put your hand. Don't let somebody tell you, I'm your best friend, you are my best friend, and as a result of that, you become a stealer. Bestie, bestie. Partner in what? Godliness, not in crime. Leave that crime for the devil. If the thing is painful, encourage them. Strengthen. That's what the Bible says. When people are offended, they are weak. When people have bad character, your job is to encourage them. Strengthen them. Not to facilitate or aid in the way they are going. You see, Papa Bina, a America horseshoe, he was standing trial for those days when there was death penalty. And when they were about to inject him and finish him, he called the mother that he wanted to say something to the mother's ear. Before, that is his only request. So he said they should allow the mother to approach him. It's all kind of secret to be goodness. When the mother brought the ear, now she bit off the ears of the mother. Subamboni auditi meno. Eno na ama ene. Enene. Meko. Let me leave you a mark. Just chop off the ear. See, you didn't train me well. I was pilfering. It starts small, 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 small. Nothing big starts big. Pilfering, small, small. Uncle. Stealing, small, 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 small gossip, small, small talking, small, small, small. Where can someone cross the line? May never catch you. May nobody here cross the line in Jesus' name. At the takeoff, maybe we'll learn. You see, no pastor is humanly perfect. But genuine pastors try. No leader is humanly perfect. But they try. Don't you see that in your office? Sometimes they rebuke you and be on your case for weeks as if they have a personal fight against you. But they will be the same people who also appraise you for promotion. And so sometimes if you are not well, these days now I've seen that people are not well. If you are not well, you make it become like a personal fight. I just want to pay myself, or time me, or cheat me, or nimo. He just met you. And we will do the job. So you come into the workplace and bring your A game. And sometimes your A game is baller. That's why God has given you that kind of a leader to stretch you, nurture you, and make you better. Sometimes when they submit CVs for an interview for a top job, and then they see the CV of maybe blah blah blah. Sometimes you see that the panel, some of the big boys on the panel, they will see somebody they trained 10 years ago and say, oh, wake up, yamfano, because they know what they are putting you and they know how you responded to it. But there are many church people, when they are serving, they have an attitude to it. And sometimes you are there and things are getting lost. It's not right. You can't be here and microphone will be missing. This chair, things have been missing before. You have no idea. Things will be missing. Drumsticks will be missing. Microphones will be missing. Camera will be missing. Yeah. Memory cards. Yeah. Will be missing. Lenses will be missing. AC will be missing. As for T-Row and tissue, it got missing every week. Every week now. Some people will go to the washroom and they will not get anything to clean. Because some people today, this is their shopping center. It's where they come for T-Row, they come for liquid soap. Come for this is it, whether you like it or not. it will be missing. Sometimes when we make a mistake and we are not guarded and our storeroom is open, you see that some things are missing in a hole. Like you have 4 gallons, 2 will be gone. The owner has collected 2 and left 2. 2 for the master, 2 for the thief. May the Lord have mercy on us. So he said, no purloining. He says that, but to prove themselves truly loyal and entirely reliable and faithful throughout. If you are a servant, loyalty should be your hallmark. That means you are not complaining. You are not full of excuses. You are not a person who is independent minded. You don't become passive. He says that you are entirely reliable. Yeah? And then also faithful. There is fidelity in the way you operate. If I said I love you, I am reliable. I am faithful. I'm not cheating. I'm not. No. My word is my bond. If I told you I will be there, you can bank on it. If I said I'm in it, if you will not be in, don't be in. But once you are in, give your 100%. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Half a lover is a dangerous lover. Hey, I think when you put your heart in it, that's it. A small heart there and small heart here, it doesn't work that way. We are meko. We are meko bia. We don't even go for a modomi. We are meko. So we'll be threatening with a hand. For why do you know why you free? Because we are dying. We be in who free that kro. Obeko. And yes, we be manipulate us. When you who say. And let me even take a detour. Especially women. Women like preaching too much in relationship. And you like preaching. Normally you preach the ideal situation. You know, like this one that Achira has just gotten married. If the husband says, okay, so let's talk about what's your picture about marriage and blah, blah, blah. So I want a man who is godly, you know, a man who communicates. I don't want cheating. I don't know. Sometimes you don't need to say, oh. No. You day. Not just watch, they there and give them a vibe that anything can happen. You like preach the street girls, they don't. We are in church, we'll give you vibe. You know, some people they hem you, especially if they are not well. They will hem you in, and you know, you're a Christian brother, you can't cheat, you're a Christian sister, you can't. But they will be ballering themselves around you. They, especially if it's a relationship that not ended in marriage. Don't go and say, oh, you know, God hates divorce. I'm preaching God hates. He knows that you are afraid of divorce. You will see fooling promise. Men are mekai. I've told you, I said that the marriage, you know, some people don't come in well. Yeah. And so all of us, we should build it together. Some pastors' wives are dying. Because if they don't king, everyone will say they are witches. Some pastors too are dying because if they do king, everybody will say, in fact, the whole ministry will even scatter. And because the woman knows that the pastor cannot divorce them, oh, or the woman too can be dying, sir, because your downtown be aji. Where chance we? Oh, who's am there worry for? In counseling, we call it preaching. When you are always preaching an ideal situation, people don't take you serious. It's a platform for manipulation. So make good day inside. We love ourselves. Hello. In 10 minutes, let's. So he said, so that you know, in everything they may be an ornament. You want to bring glory to God. Now, the lessons we are learning from Isaac's servant, we said lesson one is that workers work. They dig the wells. Lesson two is that That's what we learned this morning, that if you are a worker, you must do business on behalf of the leader. You must be interested in doing. Jesus said, I have to be at my Father's what? Business. Please listen to the first service. Now, the third point is that for Isaac's servant, in verse 20, Genesis 26, verse 20, look at that. The Bible said, and the headmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headmen, saying, the water is ours. And he named the well Esek, which means contention, because they quarreled with him. Then he moved, verse 21. Let's go to verse 21. Then his servant dug another well, and they quarreled over that also. So he named it Sitna, which means enmity. Verse 22. And he moved away from there and dug another one. And for that one, they did not quarrel. He named it Rehoboth, which means room or space, saying, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be what? Fruitful in the land. So the third point is that a true servant fight battles on behalf of the leader. A true servant fights battles on behalf of the leader. They dug the wells in Esek. People came and fought them. They quarreled with them. Even though they took it away from them, they did not do Shehan. As they were quarreling with them, they quarreled with them some. They fought them. Yeah. You fight back. You can't be a true servant if you are not a fighter for the leader. They were fighting to maintain the wells for Isaac. Some of them, the wells for the that were dug by Abraham. You cannot be serving in a bank and you are not ready to fight for the bank. Some of you, when they ask you about your organization, the kind of things you say, if the organization hears about it, they have to lay you off. Yeah, one day we crossed the street, some people who used to sell whatever there, they were bad mouthing the church, and some church members were there putting the mouth into it. Because they were already offended. You don't know. Even this one you are saying, cry. You don't even know what really, really happens there. What really happens here? So another loyal servant was also buying that same thing. He chanced on the conversation. He said, hey! This is a devil. This is a devil. Started recounting what the church has done for that person. Who is standing there bad-mouthing the church to people who are not in the church. Anytime you hear people speaking ill of this church, it is somebody from the inside who has gone to badmouth the church to the outsiders, because they are not here and everything we stream is very beautiful. So the bad things they know about us there, it is you that has gone to sell us. Tell somebody, I hope you are not the Judas in our midst though. A true servant must be a fighter for the leader and the vision of the house. They fought. They moved them to Sitna. They dug another one. They came to quarrel with them. They fought. Even though they took it away from them, they fought. You may not always win every battle. Yeah, but the least required effort is for you to give a fight. Is to do what? Yeah, fight for your marriage. Yeah, if you say you are a true spouse, you fight for the marriage. You fight for the family. You fight for the church. Fight for the job. Fight for the sustainability of the job. The viability. The job is going down. You need to fight to keep it afloat. If there are anybody around you who doesn't have fight to keep the job afloat, keep the relationship afloat, it's not worth dying for. Charlie, sometimes we have singers here. This lady, she will sing and go and vomit in the bathroom there. After saying, not only herself, Nell will be pregnant, she will sing. the next thing I should go and give birth. All this will sometimes when you see them jumping. Some few months ago, one of the powerful prayer sessions we had, Tansy was not well. Even our last recording when we were doing it, she was not well. This one that you said, V3 song go, she was not well. She refused to put herself in the hospital because she knew doctor would keep her there and she would not make the recording. You are dancing. People are fighting for the ministry to move. What you see there, the beautiful part is what you see. But it's a fight. Tell somebody, ministry is a fight. One time, one of them finished singing. We were looking for her. We couldn't find her. She was locked in the bathroom. She was running south from the house. She came, as you were singing, you were dancing. She was keeping herself. Glorifying God. Fighting the poo-poo from coming out. You don't know. That's why the ministry is a fight. Ministry is a fight. When we are standing there, you should be wondering what we are fighting to keep ourselves here. That's why when you have an opportunity to serve in any area, don't be flat, but fight. Some people don't know the value of what God has given us. Some of us, church is all we have. This is our everything. Our life is here. Our joy is in the Lord with the fellowship of the people. We can never go to shrine. We will never go to shrine. The fellowship we have amongst, that is what strengthens us. The word we hear every week strengthens us. The music refreshes us. All these things shatter them as singers. I don't even hear the words. Some of you have ears for it. Glory be to God. I don't. I've never loved what... Wow. So some of us, we are ungrateful in the things of God. So this is what we are. So we will fight to make it stand and make it grow to the glory of God. Some other people, you know, when you have alternative, you don't really, really care for the uses that are available. But some of us, this is perfectly inelastic. There is no substitute. Either you are salt or no salt. Yeah, for us, this is church. Light or no light. So if there is no light, there is darkness. If there is no church, we are in trouble. But some of you, you don't care whether there is light off or light on because you have a generator in your house. You have solar panels. You don't care. You don't care. When people are putting pressure on any government to maintain the light, you don't care because as for you, you are sorted. Some of us, we beg. Our own is the national grid. The help that comes from God is what sustains us. Some of you, other things, thank God for you. But some of us, church. If church doesn't happen, when the COVID, they say we will not have church. We were even staying here more than when church was going on. So we wrote a lot of our songs. We're praying. We're here, locked up. Yeah, kunkunko. So they say, we are here. If we are infested, we are infested. Yeah, we're just there. Some people don't care. Whether church stands or church collapses or no. But the ministry, this faith, Paul said, I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. Ministry is a fight. You have to fight to stay prayerful. Fight to maintain praying for the kingdom, not just yourself, or else you will just be praying for yourself. You will never pray for the church. It's a fight. It's a fight to stay holy and pure for the Lord. In a world where you don't need to go to a cinema to watch pornography, it's a fight not to download. It's a fight. From your Telegram page, you have downloaded heavy files. Created a studio on your phone. Ungofona earpiece is your masumusana. Omu tie ni ome bia. Nyame peni nim. It's a fight. Sometimes they advertise the links for you. You want a hot meal? Click on this. Hot girl, dede. Hot boy, dede. It's a fight. It's a fight. Some people, because they are credit worthy, they have collected loan here, collected loan here, collected. Because before, you need to chase the people for the loan. Now they are chasing you for the loan. Interests are falling so low. They are chasing people for the loan. So, midim, what you have? You have to fight. If you are in a workplace, you have to fight not to become the loan collecting belly. See that you throw away your discipline, because in your mind, I can collect loan for this. I can collect. So things that you need to even build discipline to, expenditure to cut and all of, you are just blowing yourself, because there is some loan to collect. If you pile loans on yourself and you are not multiplying your capacity for interest, maybe 10 times that interest, you are sinking your destiny right where you are standing. So it's a fight. As a pastor, it's a fight. It's a fight to love your wife. It's a fight to love your husband. Anything the Bible says that we should do, Biano, it takes a fight to do it. It's a fight to maintain your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. This time that people are prophesying and talking to ancestral spirit, ancestral worship has come to mingle with church and all of that. It's a fight. Not to go for a visa. It's a fight. Not to put nyanya in your car or tamiewu around you. It's a fight. As if it's your Lord and personal Savior. If you are a servant, you fight for the leader. Any leader you cannot fight for, you can't qualify yourself as a servant of that leader. Leader may not be perfect. Don't fight foolish fight. But you have to fight. The leader must not be foolish. Sometimes a leader can make a genuine mistake. Maybe a whole management can make a decision and then it's a bad decision. So be it. But you have to fight. You have to fight. If the leader says, take off, everybody is going to be here at the morning session. That is the fight. That is a what? That's a fight. You have to go and fight, boss. So I weak, no. I can't find me. I'm looking for me that week. First week in September, I have been looking for me in first week. I can't find me. You won't find me. I will not be there. Take permission, because you are going to be. It will be a fight for you to come for the morning sessions, or else you will just be convenient coming for evening session here and there. That's convenient. Convenience doesn't tell of the quality of your servanthood. Jesus in the garden, he says that let this cup pass me. But then he realized that he has entered into the realm of convenience. Then he said, look, even though this thing is painful, not my will, but your will be done. But I ask all the people around me, sometimes I am in the show, but because nobody grows when they operate in comfort. And when a leader is pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, if you are not well, you will feel like it's a personal attack on your life. But it is the push that will bring the juice out of you. That's what the push will bring the juice. So fight for the leader. Pastor Robert, like, he's not a bad pastor for the second. Is he a bad pastor? Then we'll come for the takeover and we'll be counting. Oh, second service people, stand up. Then it will be where two or three are gathered from the second service. Say, hey, Robert. Yeah, some people make their leaders look bad because they lack the fight. Yesterday, like, did they beat man you 2-0? Some Koloti. New entrance. Whole city. When they were coming, they were thinking about reducing how much we'll score them. Then they came. Now our players didn't have any fight, passing the ball around like kissing their girlfriends. Everyone knows they have the quality, but they lack the fight, they lack the passion. Nothing will work, oh, because you know how to sing, you know how to pray, you know. No, that's why sometimes we add prayer to it. It's a fight. It's what? Come on now. It's what? I can't hear you. Tell somebody it's a fight. It's a fight. Sometimes when you're a husband, you will slim down for your wife. Wife said, I don't like your stomach. It's too big. It's pushing me. I'm challenging my pregnancy. So you fight. You fight so that you get a man's kind of stomach. So I'm always envying him. Up. I said, me no my coffee. Sometimes when you're a wife, you try. You may not always have the perfect result, but let it be that you fought for something. At least. When your family says, no fight. It's my DNA, it's my genes. Just let's see your fight. Tell somebody, we can see your fight. We can see your fight. Fight for the leader. I should be able to look in the face of the devil after the takeoff and told you, did I not tell you? I told you. We will beat you every day. You see, next year, we'll be doing it in the main auditorium. You will see everywhere go back. You should be able to tell the devil in his face. Now, Grobeswa, if you're on the part, this year, I see empty chair next week standing here, you will carry the chair behind you. It's a fight. Tell somebody, fight! So when you meet a lady, you see that this is a marriage material and this is a flashy material. The flashy will attract you. So you need to fight to maintain the marriage one, because it's a long haul. So many men don't remember the beauty of their wives again. All they know is that they are living with a human being who has certain qualities and is suitable. You don't, from the outset, some things may be attractive to you, but once you tabernacle, nah, sir, it is me and you. Do you understand? You don't look at whether your wife is fair, whether it's dark, whether it's pointed nose, flat nose, tall, slim. It doesn't matter. Oh, it's my wife. It does. Once a while, when you are attending some dinner, that's why some men even don't compliment easily. Because what settles her, this is my bride. So it takes a fight to any time Nora Chini say, wow, no? Nora, she's looking sharper than before. I like the earrings. Wow. It's a fight. Or else you will live with her, you will not compliment her once. It's a fight. I'm working this thing. You can live with your husband and you will never say thank you. Catch up. By the grace of God, when you have a responsible man who takes the responsibility from Christ to be the head of the family and to take care of the family the way Christ wanted a husband to take care, you need to, from time to time, take a step back and say, hey, what a man. And your husband said, hey, you should be grateful when a woman is taking care of you, cooking, loving you, satisfying you, giving you love, taking care of children, taking care of the home, taking care, giving you meaning to life. Yeah. No man born to marry will have a lot of meaning to life when that thing is absent. Your meaning to life, you take a step back and say, hey, my love, Yakoba. What a woman. And say, what a drip. I've been watching this, a patches. Patches of, hey, what drip will be? I mean, what are you with that? What a woman. What a wife. It's a fight. Yes, I know that. Anyway, hey. Hey. When you lack a fight, you say nonsense. When you even see other people fighting, you say, they ain't grand at home. We know we are not the same man. We need an MBA, what? My paper man. Let your eyes open. If you are a woman, open your eyes. If you are a man, do what? Open your eyes. It's a blessing to have people in your life. It's a blessing to have a boss. Especially if the boss is very generous towards you. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, no, I catch them when can't you me. Boss, thank you, sir. You are interested in my child's education. You know, sometimes gives you concessions that ordinarily. Okay, in a capitalist environment like that, they won't cut you those slack. You should fight. When you have opportunity to work, work like you want to kill yourself to repair the confidence imposed in you. Don't become entitled. Then a human say, yeah, now me buy area. Me to me go and crush me. But Obi Anka say, "Unto me crush me." But who you bunny? You need to fight. Obi atin a human ma. Who you be yet tiawaka? You have to fight. Fight to bring profit. This kingdom, we met it all. It was passed on to us. Lois passed on. Timothy na babedu. So that you have having the baton. You can't run as if you are some whatever. Spoil the race when everybody has been trying to make some time. Marginal gain. What do you do? You say, man, you hey! Sometimes going to be grab, drop a baton, no? Focus. You are running that time, so you can't block everything and just focus on that one thing and run your race and finish. Fight. This takeoff, if you don't fight, it will be a normal takeoff. This ministry, if you don't fight, it will be a normal church. I'm telling you. Singing, everybody can sing. It takes a fight to take it to the next level. Preaching, everyone can preach. It takes a fight to seek the face of God, learn details, to impart. Are you here with me at all? It's what? It's a fight. To even maintain your beauty, it's a fight. Hey, when you see people that they are beautiful, go and check their routine. Oh, Jari and Wakako, that was sorry, and I hope. So, I need to prepare for them. When I'm sad, I You have to fight. People are spending. People are spending to maintain the beauty of the outer cover. Look at somebody say, fight! Ministry is a fight. Life is a fight. Fight. Fight to bring the sugar down. You are going to die very soon if you don't fight. Fight to take sugar from your teeth. One num tea for 50 years with sugar. Start fighting. Taking tea. Make all of us, we need to fight. And your body will give you signals that you need to start fighting. Do you understand? Sometimes you are there and then your waist is paining you. And you see that anytime you put on, you feel the small thing, then your waist is paining you. He's telling you, fight to trim more. The body will always give you a signal. Whether in your wee wee, in the color of your eye, the body will always be telling you what you should stop. Now you have gotten to the threshold. Hey, you're steady. Focus and go back. Fight. Reset. the system. You might say, oh, you are the engine now. Unto us, unto us. This take off, no, you are going to fight to invite your workplace people. You are going to fight for the leader. Me, I say, meet this Pastor Francis. I am not humanly perfect. I will make my mistakes. They will not be fatal. Yeah, I'm praying that it will never come. That they said that he went to sleep with this member. He extorted this person's money, blah, blah, but. So, I'm saying, you're to watch. Nana, your penny, you're white. My cotton, you're cream. I say, I've been white, but in do white. I'm chummy, off white. We do what you have to fight for me. Say, white or off white, or we wanted a watch. Whether Jonah swallowed the whale or the whale swallowed Jonah, there was a swallow. And when it says, often on TSM, stop on. Who's ringing me? You need to fight. And the way to fight for the leader is to fight to uphold what we are collectively doing together to the glory of God. Say, God says we should build this church. We are going in this direction. It's a fight. The sound man, where you are sitting there, stop thinking about your wife. I'm closer to your wife here than you are. Leave the protection of your wife. For me, I'm closer. I'll protect her. It's a fight. Now focus on the sound there. Give us sound. To send your maker say, Onte. Yes, now. You and if you were illness. No more to you, no more son. Oh, show illness. I say, as if you didn't come from the same house. Then you have to turn your point. I'll watch your video. Focus on the work of God. Fight. I said, I mean, why am I fed to do a stage? I said, the amount signal across a mic and about come back. That's why it's a fight to focus. It's a fight to focus. Focus! I remember when I was recently when I was in London, Mammy was preaching the first duty of loyalty. The message was going me. I was listening and I said, the lady, she can't preach. Oh. His preaching, I wanted to, but I needed to, my message had changed from what I prepared, so I needed to like go and pay attention to, but the way the message was sweeting me, now I didn't fight to preach a good message. And when I said, it was a fight. Praise God. Have you gotten the message? Are you sure you've gotten it? Let's be on our feet. It's a fight. Please turn around and go to about 3-4 people. Tell them a fight. At the end of the day, we're watching Ukraine. A fight, I know. And fight that thing out. We're servant. You have to fight. I love you, pa. Fight. It's a fight. Ministry is a fight. It's a fight to win souls. It's a fight to recover souls. It's a fight to leave the 99 and go for the one. It's a fight. It's what? Yes, sir. You'll be deceiving yourself that, oh, the 99 is a crowd. Almost 99 is not 100%. The fight is to go for the one. It's a fight to dress well for this conference. It's a fight. It's a fight. Make an investment that this conference, when the camera drops on you, make up fair. You are making the best out of what God has given you. It's a fight. It's what? Adornment. That's what we learned. You are adding beauty to God's work and his name. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of what? The Lord. You are coming in the name of the Lord. You are coming to represent God in the best way. That is a blessing. But you know, there's a way that somebody can dress to make a point. A negative point. I said, Nukuno, you shall know. Said a lot. You have dressed that you can see that God has been good to you. If God has been good to you, show it, showcase it. And a person me who lady be. One kaya and shirt t-shirt, you know. What shut that come upon me and say, Kai, we waste him a dress back for the conference. We waste the dress back. One slot call. Are you here with me? Are you here with me at all? Yeah. Brother, who need jacket, crabs, nice shirt, not bow tie, and a general bow tie. Be an executive for Jesus. Shine on Pabua Kama. Say so you are fighting for the ministry. You are a royal priesthood. Your robe is important. The cassock of the priest is important. It tells a lot. Can't show up anyhow. Your breast one way, your leg one way, confusing people doing worship. No, dress well. Dress well. Dress sharp. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Dress sharp. We are a decent people. Fashionable in decency. Praise the Lord. Bank. Bank. Any big organization will be a slippers wall. And all the receiving important guest. Who's ready? Who go via check? Aji, you have a known ailment acceptable by the organization, and they have given you concession that oh, because we name bu painti, doctor say in tianumpo, you try your best. Yes, slippers now tree, but just hand out sibia. Do you understand? Anania make an enim, Amanda. And come home. Me say I was in a court in Lagos to escort one of my friends. There was a lawyer who was also a friend to my friend around that same court. Oba e no court na the bar. Maybe at the bar. He was not fully robed. That judge sat in the wood. You think we are joking here? Wanted to bring familiarity. Oh, say judge in the court. Me at time be am a lawyer phone. Who is there? Who is sitting there? Who is that? And he asked the people there, why is he dressed like that and he's sitting there? Is he a lawyer? He knew him, but he was asking, is he a lawyer? He said, oh, yes, my lord. I mean, it's okay, man. And hey, you are not robed, you are not in your wig, you are not in your robe. Blah, blah, blah. And he was when the man was drawn to come and nimguase babetanai and chain. Then he was now rebuking the lawyers. How you are allowed, you have been trained, you behave as if you are not. And the lawyers he was rebuking. This judge, she used to serve in a particular chamber. The lawyer to my client, my friend, was her boss. Who, and she's now a judge, and the boss is still, you know, a lawyer. It's sometimes by choice. She was rebuking her boss. Discipline doesn't know age. Listen, we are doing it for the glory of God. Are you here with me? This is the difference between you, God calling you a fruitful, profitable servant, and another person, unprofitable servant. Because there's a fight in you. When you lack fight, small girl crowd will be telling you, oh, but you are Jesus' disciple. You say, me. Da, me won't umpoda. When there is a fight in you, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, on that day of Pentecost, Peter, same Peter, he rose and said, che, mo, we are nipa boni for me, srobia, mo tianya mi adi. He said, fight, naba. Holy Ghost gives you a fight. If you are really a husband and you have the Holy Ghost, you fight for the marriage. You're a wife, you fight for the marriage. Fight. Elikem. Fight. Fight. Hey. Didn't you see Tasha? 2 weeks before the live recording, she broke her leg. Pain. Pain. Broken bone. You saw us, we put her in a chair. Is that also? She was singing, Pepe. It was her leg that broke, not her throat. When you are a fighter, all you need is to train. You don't need sympathy. You don't need what? The ring, dear. You are going to stand in the ring alone. So just train for your own protection. Even during the live recording, the song that she was put on, it was her first time of being put on a song. We dressed her like Ayefro to sing. Then the anointing came and she was kneeling down. All of us were afraid. Not knowing she was fighting for the ministry. We did pass this time around. Yamiaman cries on to song for the first time. I feel now because of me pra. She used to be carried on a taxi by some girls, and then the mother steps in. The mother will be carrying her, bringing her. Rehearsal upon rehearsal upon rehearsal. There were some of the team members, we didn't make them sing. Baba, 1, 2, 3, you found count. You don't have a fight. You have to have a fight. And then so you know, 2 hours. It's not well like that too. But it's what? It's a fight. Means I'm well or I'm not well. I'm preaching because ministry is what? Yahana Obabesu. Yahana, Paul says, share. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. You break your heart. It's a fight. God, accept my heart that has been broken by one girl or one boy. But you know, you are not the one who broke my heart. It's a fight. Don't resign the ministry. Because every time you try now, they break your heart. It's a fight. Clap your hands and bless the Lord. We are going to pray for 10 minutes. How many minutes? 10 minutes. Tell somebody 10 minutes of fire. I can't hear you at all. Tell somebody 10 minutes, 10 minutes of fire. Psalm 64 verse 1. Kapo shapata lakabahadas. Hey brother, hear my voice, oh God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Verse 2. Hide me from the secret counsel and conspiracy of the ungodly, from the scheming of evildoers. Verse 3. We are going to pray. Verse 3 says, who wet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. Verse 4. Katopalada, who shoot from ambush at the blameless man. Suddenly do they shoot at him without self-reproach or fear. Next verse. Kai Pada, they encourage themselves in an evil matter. Any people encouraging themselves in an evil matter against this church, against you and your family, may the Lord scatter them now. That amen is not coming out well at all. The commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? Today fire will answer them. That amen is not born again. It's a fight to say amen when it's already 12:20. Shout a louder amen. We are going to pray for the church. Please, can you go to Psalm 64 verse 1? Let's take the prayer. Psalm 64 verse 1. Sakabakatakata. King James Version. Psalm 64 verse 1. King James. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the end. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, preserve this church.
Preserve this church.
This ministry.
This ministry.
From the fear of the enemy. From the aggression of the enemy. As we pray right now, let the keeper's house be preserved, and every life, every family in the keeper's house, every career in the keeper's house, every ministry, every child in the keeper's house, let them be preserved from the fear, the aggression of the enemy. Can you open your mouth right now? Kepatalaba, Iquata Telebedegedes, Sandro Dabasutelebe, Ikatalaba Kapatalaya, Ashelepe Luka Padaya, Iquatele Belegedes, Iketelebelegedes. Father, preserve this church, preserve our lives, preserve this church, preserve our lives, preserve this ministry, preserve our lives, preserve your ministry, your church, our lives, preserve the Shabbata Lava, Ito Rabatata, Asetolia Prete, and Tole Prete, and Shele Paraya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 2, Psalm 64, verse 2, King James Version. He said, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, and from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Hide me from the secret, any secret counsel against the keeper's house. As we enter the takeoff, as we enter the second half of the year, Father, hide us from the secret counsel of the enemy.
Amen.
Hide us from the workers of iniquity.
Amen.
Open your mouth and pray right now. Hide us. Hide us. Any secret plan, secret counsel, secret agenda of hell against this house, against your church, hide us. Every secret counsel, let it be cancelled by the blood. Let it be aborted by the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Verse 3. Psalm 64, verse 3. Who wet their tongue like a sword, and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words. So these swords, that we are talking about in the spirit, these arrows that are shot in the spirit, the Bible is explaining to us that spiritual swords and arrows are bitter words that are spoken by evil people against people. You want to lift up your hand, say, by the blood of Jesus. Any form of bitter words,
any form of bitter words
spoken over the keeper's house,
spoken over the keeper's house,
for the church to collapse,
for the church to collapse,
for disaster to strike,
for disaster to strike,
for evil to happen here,
for evil to
say, by the authority
here,
of the blood,
by the authority of the
we
blood,
declare right now,
we declare right now,
let the blood neutralize those
let
words,
the blood neutralize those
say
words.
We reverse those words,
we reverse those
evil words,
evil words,
evil sword,
evil sword,
evil arrows,
evil
shot against us,
shot against
we
us,
neutralize them by
we
the blood. Clap your
blood
hands and pray. Pray with a hand. They will never find you. Those evil words will never find expression. Those evil words will never work. They will never stand. They will never prevail. He called up here, Messiah. We pray for the keeper's house. No sword, no arrow, no evil words, bitter words against our cause shall prevail by the authority of the blood. We declare, he shall not stand. They shall not stand. They shall not stand. Let the spells break. Let the evil break. Let the waters of iniquity be defeated by your power. Lift up your hand, lift up your hand. Verse 4, Psalm 64, verse 4. Look at that. He said, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect suddenly. Do they shoot at him? And they fear not. Any evil person or evil people or evil altar that has been emboldened by any sacrifice to shoot at us from their secret place, suddenly, suddenly rain will stop our vision, suddenly accident, suddenly bad news, suddenly the church will collapse and not grow. May the Lord scatter their sudden plan.
Amen.
Give me power here, brother. I'm just using too much. May that sudden plan be scattered.
Amen.
Let it be scattered.
Amen.
Let it be scattered.
Amen.
In their secret place, whatever they are shooting with perfection, for evil to happen suddenly, we will not hear report of any accident.
Amen.
Nobody will die.
Amen.
No evil will happen.
Amen.
No business will collapse.
Amen.
No contract will collapse.
Amen.
No promise will fail.
Amen.
Shout fire! Clap your hands and pray. Any sudden evil occurrence, by the authority of the blood, we suspend it indefinitely forever. We suspend it. Shakwa la patia. Ekeleke pata. Ikwata la ba. Shaleke pata. Any sudden occurrence, to get the shine of what God is doing in our midst. Clap your hands right now. No sudden evil shall prevail. Hey, 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 hey.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.